Yeah. I have finally arrived here. I know I wanted the 8 o'clock start, but you know what things happen when you get to work. And sometimes you just can't start. But I am here. And I am here and I'm ready to rock and roll because the simple fact that, again, this is the home stretch. We are done with these preseason games. We are about to get into it week one. We are all excited about it. I'm excited. I know y'all excited. We all excited. Let's get this show on the road. You know who it is. It's your boy Damon, DK Entry Podcast. Now, anyone listening to me on YouTube, hey, hit that like and subscribe button. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. I want to keep this going as big, get it as big, and get this popping. This is our show, like I said. Now, before I do start, still got to get a couple shout-outs. So, you know, I always talk to the fans, especially because I have to work these Washington home games. So I sit there and talk to the fans. So I talked to a young lady. Her name was Angie. And her son was a big, big Washington fan. And unfortunately, he passed away of COVID. And I want to definitely give him a shout-out. I know he's up there in a big place in the sky. I just wanted to give him a shout-out and say, hey, Deontay, big Washington fan. Hey, this one's for you. And I know your team is going to try to do you proud while you're up there in the sky. But Angie, I know I'm going to see you every home game, and you know we going to battle. So, hey, listen, I enjoy all the interactions with all the fans that I meet out here. But, hey, let's jump into this. There's one more shout-out I got to give out. It was a little young cheerleader. Her name was Jasanti. Every day I saw her out there and she was doing the little cheerleading. So I'm giving a shout out to Jasanti also. And if I butchered your name, I do apologize. I really do apologize. But again, everybody's coming in. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Again, week four is over. This is it. September 7th. It's on and popping. And it all starts up in Kansas City. Lord have mercy. And it starts with Kansas City and Detroit. But hey, preseason's over. What do you think about your teams? What do you think about what they did? What do you think about who they cut? Because there was a lot of cutting going on around here, and I see the Ravens got a lot of veterans out. So, again, let's get this on and pop it. Now, looking at these scores in this preseason game, because I only had the luxury of seeing Commanders and Bengals game, and that was the fastest preseason game I've ever seen in my life. Don Juan, Alexis, and Tina, welcome in. That was the fastest game I've ever seen played in my life. I was like, wait a minute, it's halftime? Wait, the game's over? I mean, what, did the refs make any calls in that game? Because I ain't never seen a preseason game played that fast. Maybe everybody just wanted to get out of there and relax and just wait for the regular season, which is good with me because I get to enjoy it. I get to sit back. But like I said, we are all marching towards week one, and it starts on September 7th. It starts in Kansas City. Go Detroit. Anyway, that's my pick for the game. But and looking at these scores, I saw two shellackings. And if you don't score anything in the preseason, what were you even remotely even thinking? So I guess I got to give props to the Steelers. You know, I'm not a biased guy. So because they stonewalled the Falcons, and I got to give props to the Broncos because they absolutely shellacked the Rams. What was they playing? Pop Warner football out there? You didn't score 1 point. Oh, I just showed up. Hey, I made it somewhat. I wore the uniform. My name was on the back. I'm good with that. No, no, no. Like everybody says, everybody's competing. No, preseason doesn't matter. No, it matters to them guys that was playing. So you got to go out there and play your heart out for a spot. Because like I said, trying to make that 53-man roster, it's just not easy. It is just not easy. But I'm starting off with the Steelers. Where Dante ain't here yet. You know, I'm trying to give him his props off the break. They look good. Look like they're going to put up an awesome fight. But week one, y'all got the 49ers. So we're going to see how much of an awesome fight that you do have. But like I said, we're going to be ready. I've circled that game, both games, between the Ravens and the Steelers. And you know where we're going to come? Talk trash, and have fun. It's right here, and we do it on Tuesdays, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. But Steelers, I had to say congratulations. I mean, y'all look good. Yeah, but it's preseason. But we'll see what cuts y'all made, and we'll see what y'all can do in the regular season. Because y'all first game against, like I said, the 49ers, I think that's going to be a pretty tough test. So, I mean, that defense was awesome last year. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what they're going to do. And I guess Brock Purdy is going to be their quarterback. So we will see what happens with that. Now, no, where my Eagles fans at? Because they've been struggling in preseason too. They let the Colts take them down. So, hey, listen here. Everybody's playing for spots. Everybody's playing for roster. Nobody wants to get hurt. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to get hurt either. But, hey, this is what I want to hear from you. How did you feel when you looked at your games? Everything, Tina, since you in here, how'd the Ravens look? Because I really didn't get a chance to see the game. So, if you think they look great, they look great. Now, when they was playing the Commanders, I can tell you this. The calls they were calling and the plays they were executing, we going to be a force to be reckoned with in the regular season. So, hey, I'm going to toot my horn right now. I'm saying we going – Houston, y'all in trouble. Y'all in trouble for that first game of the season. So, any Houston Texans fan that want to debate me or come in here – You can go come debate me. I look forward to you debating me. But Eagles, y'all better get it together. What's going on up there? Y'all got some disgruntled players? Like they all are. So are the Commanders. I see you, Gerald. Welcome. Yeah, so again, everybody better get it together because, again, I understand these guys are playing for spots. But when week one comes down, that's when it all counts. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? Who's going to get shellacked? Who's going to get some brown bags? Because I definitely got some brown bags to give out. I've been missing a whole season without giving out some brown bags. And matter of fact, I'm going to make some brown bags up. And I'm telling you, if you get shellacked with some goose eggs, I'm going to definitely give it to you. Because like I said, you shouldn't be getting shellacked in the preseason. They look good like a team that finally got all their pieces in place. Yeah. They did, and that's what I was looking at. And like I said, the Commanders put up a doggone fight, but they was in a dog fight up there. And like I said, I gave them props. I gave everybody props to come in here, talk about, hey, you win. Now, when I went back up in the stadium for the game, of course, you know they were coming from, oh, we beat y'all. This, that. I said, y'all made that like a national holiday around here. I said, preseason. But it was all good. And, hey, listen, this is what this is all about. You having that energy just as much as I do because I have that energy all the time. I'm always going to rep my team. Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to rep them. I told you, anytime this season, if the Ravens get shellacked, I will wear a brown bag for the whole segment of the show over my head because we got shellacked by whatever team. Doesn't matter. Now, Detroit, oh, y'all looking good. Y'all took down the Panthers. Like I said, I'm just breezing through. Any fan that wants to come in and talk about their team, I will talk about your team. That's because all you wanted was that streak to keep going. Hey, listen, the streak, the Ravens streak, it was going to get beat. Like I said, the best one I saw on there was someone had 24-1. They had the Undertaker laying down with a Ravens head on it. That was the best one. Hey, look, streaks are meant to be broken. And I had to give Washington props. Y'all took down three undefeated teams. The Steelers and during the pandemic, the Eagles last year, and y'all took us down. Y'all just have a knack for beating undefeated teams. I ain't got no way. Gina, welcome. Bengals here. Ravens trash. You know I can say the same thing about the Bengals, but, you know, me and Gina, we always beat. But that's my roadie right there. So she's actually coming down to Baltimore, coming down here. She coming to the bank. But we can't make the playoffs. You don't think y'all can make the playoffs, Joe? I think y'all can. I think, hey, y'all just have to have the right pieces put together. So it's definitely going to be competitive. It's definitely going to be this season's going to be awesome. I just can't wait for the first play snap off. Because, again, we waiting. We counting down for September 7th. September 7th, Thursday Night Football. We all counting down for it. It's up there, starts in KC, and we're going to see where it's going to end at because this is going to be an awesome, awesome season. Because, again, they have put a lot of emphasis in what they wanted to do. And like I said, even with Washington, the whole aura around that building has changed. So let's see if the players have that same feeling. Let's see what Chase Young, see if he steps it up this year. So, I think we have a good chance. I think we will be much better than people think about us, Commander. We'll see. Hey, listen, it all starts with the Cardinals with y'all, right? And it all starts with Texas with us. And with the Bengals, they got an AFC North matchup right off the break with the Browns. So, listen, this is going to be a great, great season. So, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. So, anyway, oh, did you say nope? Okay. All right, Gina, I see you. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a great season. We'll see. Hey, now, if the Browns come in there and just show y'all something, y'all better get together. Is Burrow playing? Is he back yet? So, hey, Michael, welcome. So, let me see. Chargers, Remy's not in here yet. I know he's a 49ers fan. Bills, any Bills fans in here? Anyone? Like I said, I want you to come in and tell me, how's this energy feeling? Because, again, preseason's over. This is where all the talking begins, and this is where everything just matters. Because, again, it's how you start and then how you finish. Tim, welcome. And like I said, we're going to see who's going to finish. Like I said, I'm always going to rep what's behind me. Always. Win, lose, or draw. I'm always going to rep them behind me. And like I said, if we get shellacked, oh, yeah. I know y'all going to take me to town with that one. But I look forward to it. That's why I come on here. That's why I give you a chance to rep your teams. Come in here. Yeah, the AFC is loaded, Gina. I totally agree with you. We are stacked. Now you got an old crying baby Aaron Rodgers over here. So we are stacked in the AFC. So it's just you don't know which way it's going to go. Any given Sunday. That's what they say, right? Any given Sunday. Where, like I said, the only team I'm really worried about and concerned about is Detroit. I don't want Detroit to come in here and just slack us. I'm like, oh, my God. They did that to someone else last year. They just took us to town. So you got a secret weapon. No, you think so? We hope so. I don't understand why we cut Patterson. Listen, I don't understand why a lot of these teams did something. I saw that we cut a lot of veteran players. The NFC East is the best division in football. Wait. I'm going to call all kinds of penalty flags on that. All kinds of penalty flags. Last season was the first time in 54 years that y'all ever had a winning record. I'm definitely calling foul on that one. This is going to be an aggressive season in the AFC North. Yes, it is. Who y'all play first? No, we actually play Texans first. The Steelers play the 49ers first. So, and I'm trying to get Dante in here. I'm trying to see if he pops in here. Yeah, the stats don't lie. Yeah, well, hey, listen. Now, AFC North is the best division in football. And the Steelers and the Ravens have the best rivalry in football. It's just true facts. Now, it was back then. It was the Cowboys and the old Redskins, Washington Football Team, Commanders. Got to pay homage all the way through. And then if you want to really, really take it back, remember, it was the 49ers and the Cowboys that had all these rivalries. So you can always pick who has the best rivalries. But like I said, we are here because this is over. All the talk is over. It is on September 7th. I can't wait. I done marked it on my calendar. I done circled it. I'm just like, I'm ready. The TV will be there. Double D, we almost had four teams made the playoffs. Yeah, last season. But again, y'all haven't had a winning record in 54 years. 54 years. The Steelers had a rough session. The Steelers always got a rough session. What, a rough session of crying? Here's the thing. I'm not going to knock any football team on here. I rep them. But here's the thing. They're all professional athletes, and I say it. Hello, Kelsey. Welcome. I say this all the time. They're all professional athletes. So I don't make excuses for any professional athletes. So we'll see what happens. What's my prediction for the Jets? The Jets. I'll give him 8 wins. 8 wins this season. Only 8. That's it. I'll give him 8. Even with Aaron Rodgers there, I'll just give him 8. Because remember, they're in a tough division. So, and I've already talked about we marching to Kansas City on September 7th, Kelsey. So, yeah, we are marching to Kansas City. So, that's first game in Detroit. Like I said, we all waiting. We are anxiously waiting. I got the TV ready. I got the glue. He said, don't believe the hype, huh? Don't believe the hype. I'm going to say 8 wins. That's it. Yeah, like I said, even if they got Aaron Rodgers up there, I'm going to just get meat wins. So we will see what happens. So my thing with it is that what do y'all think y'all team's going to do? Give me some predictions on records. Ravens, I'm going to say we're going to win 13. We'll win 13 games. So I'm going with that. Our division, NFC, we also have more Super Bowl wins than any other division in the league, let alone appearances. Up for debate? Is that up for debate? Let's go. I see you, Chiefs Nation. Bring on Detroit. Hey, don't be calling out Detroit like that. I'm telling you, if they'd have gotten their playoffs last year, they would have been scary. They went out with a winning record. They just couldn't get a playoff spot. So Commanders 11-6. Okay. All right. I see it. JB, what you think the Steelers going to do? Give me some predictions. What? Like I said, I'll give us 13 wins. Gina, what you think? What y'all think the Bengals going to do? Yeah. So again, we are hyping this up. I am ready. I am so ready that I just can't wait until September 7th. And then on the 10th, oh, it's just on. All the games are on. We all going to be glued to the TV. Ain't nobody going nowhere between 1 and Sunday Night Football. We all going to be glued to the TV. We all going to just be watching these games. But here's the biggest thing. We're going to be watching the refs, too, to see how they're going to screw us out of something. Because you know how some of these refs are. Oh, that was pass interference. Where was the pass interference? Where was this? You just found something on Google? Okay. But again, like I said, we're going to see. Detroit is a sleeper team. Watch out for them. I keep saying it, especially the way they looked last year. It's going to be an underdog. So you, okay, all right. I think so too. So like some of these teams that you think you're just going to go in there and beat up on, and I'm going to use the Cowboys here for instance. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to use the Cowboys for instance. 1 week. Last season, they would go just wear up on a team, beat them down, just like they beat the Vikings off TV, right? Then the next week, they come and barely beat someone or just lose the game. What was the difference? Y'all just beat number one team, and then y'all losing to a team that don't even have a winning record. So, oh, Cowgirls, huh? So you're saying Steelers will win 12 games? Okay. All right, 12 games, Steelers. All right, I got you. I said 13 for the Ravens. So, but like I said, we going to be ready. I can't wait. Cleveland. Oh, you think Cleveland going to be a sleeper, huh? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that. I think the coaching staff has to get a little bit better up there. So, again, we just going to find out what's going to happen. And never trash. Okay. I get it. Yeah, listen, Cleveland just got a bad omen up there. Hey, Lindsay, welcome. Yeah, they just have a bad omen up there. A bad, bad omen. A bad, bad omen. So I don't think they will have a winning season this year. They always going to be at the bottom. It's between us, the Bengals, and the Steelers. That's it. We the big brothers of the division. So we'll see what happens. You say watch and see? Hey, I'm going to watch. But like I said, they're a big test. Remember, they're going against the Bengals the first game of the season, AFC North matchup. So we're going to see what happens. So somebody's going to get a division win out of that unless they tie. And then you know I'm going to have some fun with that if they tie. And also if they can't find a kicker. So which NFL division has the most Super Bowl titles? NBC a day ago. Watch. NFC East, which division has the most Super Bowl wins? NFC is the most successful division in the NFL. Okay, this is a true as a Commanders fan. I loved it. Okay, all right. Hey, listen, I don't compete with facts. If that's facts, I give it to you. Underdog, if I ever seen one. Nah, I would say Detroit is more of an underdog than Cleveland. Because remember, Detroit has always just had a bad omen up there where they really just can win. Last season, they left with a winning season. So now all they're going to do is just build on it. And the coaches that they got up there, they just putting plays together for Jared Goff. Jared Goff looked like a superstar last year. Just the way he took some of these teams to their points and they almost won the games. Hey, listen, Listen, I think it's Detroit. Detroit is the sleeper team in the NFC. That's what I believe. Detroit is the sleeper team. We're going to see who's the sleeper team in the AFC. But like I said, AFC is really loaded right now. So we got a lot of talent, a lot of people got a lot of things to prove also. Like I said, the Ravens playing with a chip on their shoulder. I know they are. It's like, oh, man. Especially the way we went out in the playoffs last year off a bonehead play, went out the playoffs. So we'll see. And the Bengals have actually won the division, what, twice? So in a year, so we good. It's a whole new season. We about to right them wrongs that's been going on around here. Detroit looked good last year. Yes, they did. And then, like I said, they were scary. I think if they would have got a playoff spot, they would have surprised a lot of people. A lot of these people up here would have been like, oh, my God, where did Detroit come from? I honestly think they would have had a good run for going for at least NFC championship game, so depending on who they would have played. I think they would have had a good run for it. So we will definitely see what happens. We will definitely see what happens. But I got to talk about this shellacking before I go anything else. The Broncos. From the first preseason game, they didn't look like anything because Russell Wilson looked horrible, right? And then he had this last preseason game, and it looked like they was just superstars out there, 41 to nothing. What was the Rams doing? Did any of them even show up? Anybody that was playing for the team show up? I don't care if the starters was out there or the practice squad or people playing for spots. What were you doing? Y'all just made the Broncos just look like they was just superstars out there. And when I looked at some of them highlights, I was like, wait a minute. Throwing a ball, throwing them in between two defenders. I mean, just picking off the ball. I'm like, wow, this is bad. Y'all couldn't even get a field goal? Yeah, it was horrible. And then, like I said, the Steelers, and, you know, I got to be fair. They shellacked the Falcons. So the Falcons didn't show up either. Everybody just playing Pop Warner football in here. So come on now. Get it together. We about to go out strong. Because, again, week one, let's do it. Let's get it. So here's one of the things that I'm going to do a little bit new this year. So every game that we have from Thursday night all the way to Monday night football, I'm going to let y'all pick to see some winners and losers, starting with the Chiefs and the Lions. Who y'all think going to win that game? Now, I already said Detroit. That's what I said. I said Detroit right off the break. I want y'all opinion. Who y'all think going to win? So let me say, if you wouldn't have lost your secret weapon, Lamar played in that playoff game. Now, I'm going to disagree with that one, Gerald, because here's the reason. Here's the reason why. Because even with him not being there, so I see Gerald Chiefs. I see even with them not being there, Chiefs, okay. Don't want to mess with Chiefs. Okay, I see y'all with Chiefs. So even with Lamar not there and for the lackluster play calling that we had, we still was in the game, and we was one play away from winning that game. One play turned the game completely around, and we lost. It was one play. That's it. So I don't think Lamar, I wouldn't say Lamar would have made a tremendous difference because, again, even with the play calling, we still was in the game regardless. So, again, all those guys get paid. I don't make no excuses for them. Look, we lost. And I always command them, the Chiefs with assistance. Exactly. The Chiefs with assistance. Yeah, a whole bunch of refs throwing flags. I totally agree. Okay, so y'all, everybody's going with the Chiefs. I'm the lone wolf out here. Okay. So I'm the lone wolf with Detroit. I got you. So I'm the only one taking Detroit. So we're going to come over. Bengals, I know Gina going with her Bengals. Everything in Browns. Chiefs don't need assistance. Yeah, they did. Yes, they did. So let's see. Bengals, Browns, AFC North matchup. You know me, I don't care for either team because they're in our division. But if I have to choose one, I'm going to say the Bengals. They're the stronger team. So if he was playing the other teams, would have needed two or three plays to win. I can say that. So everybody's going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the Bengals for this one. Because, again, the Bengals, they put together. Ja'Marr Chase is a beast. You know, all them guys over there, they got some great receivers. So you can't discount that. They may need a little help on defense, but hey, Joe Burrow seems to put it where he needs to be. So Browns, okay, Bengals all the way. All right. I see toss-ups. So, and you know, I gotta come to the home team. I'm definitely going with the Ravens. I honestly believe that game's not even gonna be close. But hey, I'm not gonna underestimate them. Let me see. Lions, Bengals, Joe B. Okay. All right. So, like I said, we jumping in here because the simple fact that, hey, listen, we're gonna call spades spades. So, and I'm calling out all of them, all teams, I'm calling them out. Bring your A game. If we're on your schedule, bring it. Because I'm always bringing it every week, and I'm going to keep bringing it every week. And each week, I want you to bring it back to me because I talk to these fans out here. I definitely talk to them, and I like to see where their head is. And like I said, some of them are very, very diehard, and they be in it, especially when visiting teams come here and I talk to them. Oh, you know, they be telling me like it is. The Browns running game is formidable. Okay, yeah, I'll give it that. It is, but we'll see what happens because – like I said, any division games are always hard, but hey, we gonna get this one done. All right, so I'm going with the Ravens. I didn't see anybody here pick the Texans yet. So Bucks Vikes. I don't know if Captain Kirk has any more mojo left. I think he got beamed up. And the Bucks, they got Baker Mayfield now as their starting quarterback. So we'll see what happens. Maybe he'll get rejuvenated. So, and he's trying to follow up Tom Brady. That's going to be kind of hard. That's definitely going to be kind of hard. So, I see you, the Ravens. But I'm going to actually go with the Bucks on that one. So, but I don't think Captain Kirk has any more juice left. I think he's out of juice. He's back up there on the Enterprise, and he's just getting away. Vikings, better quarterback and wide receiver. Okay. Hey, who's backing up Kirk? That's a good question. Who is backing up Kirk? I have no idea. Poonana, welcome. Yeah. So we say what? Vikes, Bucks. Okay. It's toss up. Gotcha. So then we go down to the Panthers and the Falcons. I don't know who to pick for that one. But Dirty Birds. I keep it in the Bird fan, but I'll probably go with Atlanta with that one to see what happens. Ravens, Vikes. Okay. Gotcha. You said neither. We all know by game three. Yeah, we will. And it's going to be so funny. Okay, Gerald, but I see you say you got the Vikes. I got you on that one. So let me see. Oh, we're coming to you, Gerald. Your Commanders. Y'all playing the Cardinals. I know you going with your home team. So that's not even a question. That's not a question. But, I don't think Kyler Murray is playing, so I think y'all might have a chance in that game. The Falcons only because of my son, Justin. Okay, I got you. And you say they're in my division? Yeah, they are. They are in your division. Yeah, your home team, Commanders, I got you. Always rip your team. Always rip your team. Jaguars fans. Ain't Jaguars fans in here? No Jags. Or Colts, because y'all up next. Now, there's some people from Baltimore can just still be a little bit salty about the whole thing with the Colts moving out, whatever. But I'm over that. Listen, if that's what they wanted to do, even though they left in the blizzard, that's what they wanted to do. Not mad about that at all. We got the Ravens now, so we could. Now, as long as they don't move out in a blizzard, then I'll be a little bit upset. But, hey, listen, Colts, I'm going to give y'all some props on that. I think y'all win y'all opener against that. So you say you're not? Listen, that was a long time ago. I'm just letting the past be the past. Listen, Schaefer on TV crying. I'm just letting the past be the past on that one. So I'm going to go with the Colts on that one. Now, here we go. JB, you still in here? Steelers, 49ers. I know what you're going. I know where you're going. You're going with your home team, and that's cool. But I think y'all going to have something on y'all hands with the 49ers. You said they started overnight shipping. They sure did. Shipped up out of here in a blizzard. So I know you going with your Steelers, but like I said, I think the 49ers is going to be something for you. Even though Nick Bosa's not playing, but they still got that awesome defense over there. So I think they're going to be a handful for y'all. So may the best team win on that one, but I'm a edge the 49ers. I'm an edge the 49ers over that one. But like I said, we'll see what Kenny Pickett is going to do. Because, hey, listen, so I see Steelers. I see some people picking Steelers. And like I said, I'm going with the 49ers on that one because. What's that? Tennessee and the Saints. Lexus, I know you're going with your Saints, so that's not even a. Having some technical, bit technical difficulties, but that's okay. We're gonna get through this. But let's see. Nothing. Kenny Pickett ain't. You know, Kenny Pickett ain't good. I told him when Trubisky went up there, Trubisky wasn't good. So, and then they put Pickett in the game. So, hey, listen. He had a couple reps under his belt. We'll see what he's gonna do. But like I said, if you don't know how to read those coverages good, you're gonna be throwing a lot of picks. So they better pick a lot of good plays to get Pickett in that game. So, Lexus, I know you picking Saints because that's your team against Tennessee. And we see Raiders and the Broncos. Shit, the way the Broncos looked in that last season, I'm going to have to pick the Broncos. But then again, we're going to see which Russell Wilson shows up because you never know which Russell is going to show up, kind of like which Matthew Stafford is going to show up. you have to understand. And right now, Sean Payton is just trying to make a statement up there. So, we'll see what happens. Any Eagles fans in here? NFC East. Eagles. Any Eagles fan? Because y'all got the Patriots. So y'all playing the mad doctor up there, Bill Belichick. But we'll definitely see what happens. But if the Eagles were as strong as they were last year, they're probably going to win that game. So I'll give the edge to the Eagles on that one. The Rams and the Seahawks. Look, the way the Rams looked on that game, that last game, I don't even know. I don't even want to pick them. At all. Lexus, I see you saying Eagles, but I'm going to have to go with the Seahawks because you getting goose egg in a preseason game, that's not good. That's not good whatsoever. Eagles, I see you. All right. Dolphins, Chargers. It's kind of hard for me to go against the Dolphins because they got some speedy receivers down there. And anything that Tyreek Hill is on, yeah, you know it's going to be a problem. So if he gets the ball, he's gone. It's gone. Everybody better exhaust every team trying to get him either out of bounds or on the ground because he catch that ball, it's over. He's gone. So I'm going to have to give the Dolphins that one. Packers, Bears, you know, Chicago, y'all shouldn't let me down. Y'all need that. And even though Aaron Rodgers is gone, everybody knows how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. Don't like the guy at all. But he's gone. But he just left a stain up there, so I'm going to have to go with the Bears with that. Uh-oh, NFC East matchup, and this is Sunday Night Football. Cowboys, Giants, and I don't think I've seen any of my Cowboys or Giants fans in here. Chargers don't like Eli Bump Apple. Okay, I got you. So now that's going to be a good matchup. Now let's see what happens if the Cowboys are going to come in there and win. Or are the Giants going to win? All right, Lexus, I see you saying Giants. Cowboys fans, where y'all at? It's your time to defend yourself or Cowgirls or whatever you want to be. Where's my co-host? She's a Cowboys fan. She's not listening in today. So, and then we got Monday Night Football. They not real fans. Then we got our Monday Night Football game, the Bills and the Jets. That's going to be a good one because, remember, Aaron Rodgers is there now, right? And he's going up against Josh Allen. I think that's going to be the game of the week right there. We're going to see what's going to happen. And they're playing up in East Rutherford. So we're going to see what's going to happen. But I'm picking the Bills. I'm definitely picking the Bills for that one. I told you, you know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. So Dak didn't play in one preseason game. He will be rusty. Yeah, we'll see. But, hey, remember they brought they just bought Trey Lance. They just bought Trey Lance in there. And everybody's all like, oh, he's here to take Jack's job and everything. And yeah, I love listening to the commentators, how they were saying that, oh, no, he's just there to learn under Dak, and then maybe in 2 or 3 years he's going to come out. Listen, if you're bringing someone in, what you think is, what you think about to happen? Dak get hurt, Trey Lance going to take that spot. And he might be at the helm down there. And that's what I think they need in Dallas. Dak ain't the answer. Dak is not the answer. They need some new blood, some new life down there. And Jerry Jones just need to let them coaches coach the team and stop trying to be in their pockets all the time. Maybe you'll win another championship and maybe 40 more years. But you got your hand in everything. Let them guys coach that team. You just want to run everything. I understand you own the team. Let them guys coach their teams and be their players. So, again, as always, I always thank you for tuning in. Again, if you listen to me, please like, subscribe. Like, subscribe. Let's keep this thing going. Let's keep everything going. Again, I apologize for being late tonight. Work just held me over a little bit. You know, I know I said 8, and I was like 8:50 or something like that. But it's all good. But we are here September 7th. Mark your calendars, September 7th. We're going to be back. We're going to be bigger. We're going to be better. We're going to be stronger. This is going to be great. And any fans, again, that I see, I'm going to get some interviews with you. Because, again, I want to start incorporating you in this show also. Anybody that I interview, y'all going to be incorporating the show. Again, this is our show. This is our show, and we're going to keep this thing moving. And as I always say at the end of the show, I appreciate each and every one of you that tunes in. I appreciate everybody that comes in. I appreciate everyone that has joined in with me, joined in with debate. Again, if you ever want to come into the show, I can send you a link. You can come on in here. You can talk to me. You can talk trash to me. Yeah, you can say, oh, we beat the brakes off the Ravens. And, hey, listen, I love it because the simple fact that I'm going to give it back to you 100%. Hey, listen, if we lose, guess who has to be here every week? This guy. Every week. I have to be here. I can't hide from you. If we get beat, if we get shellacked, if we get the fertile offers, if we need a kicker, I have to be here so I don't run. So y'all come on in here and always join me and enjoy the fun. And again, like I said, for all the camera shy people also, I have a phone number where you can call in here also. Because again, this is our show. Like I said, some people, they my regulars, they come, hey, man, send me a link. I'm in there. And you come on in the video, you talk about your team, and that's why I did what I did last week, coming in early, because I wanted you to rep your team, no matter if it's preseason or regular season. This is our show, and we're going to keep this thing going. Again, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and everyone that has listened to me over the last year and listening to me this year, no matter where you listen to me from, I appreciate it. There's some places... there's some people that's downloaded my show I can't even pronounce, but thank you. I appreciate it. But the one that really shocked me was the one that downloaded my show from Ireland. So if you're listening to my show over there in Ireland, thank you, whoever you are that's listening to me. I've broke international waters. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate each and every one of you for coming here every week. So, hey, September 7th, we're going to do this. That Tuesday after Monday Night Football, 6 o'clock. We going to be here. Like and subscribe. Again, you want to catch me on any of my social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook is Damon Davis, D-A-M-O-N-D, last name Davis. I'm on Threads, DK Davis 3090. I am all over the place. If you listen to my show on Buzzsprout, it's DK and Tree Podcast. Listen, this is our show. Let's keep this energy going, and let's keep it going. I'm here every week. And again, I will send you all links if you all want to come in here. If you want to just have a big party in here and trash each other, we are all good with it. But guess what? At the end of the show, this is what I always say to each and every last one of you. Go Ravens. But I will see you after our week one games. And hey, please keep them notes of everything that happened, especially with the refs, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be watching them like hawks this season because you know how the refs do us. You know, oh, well, we don't want this streak to get broke. Oh, flag. Yeah, I'm about to throw a whole bunch of flags on them. Gerald, you have a good night also. Everybody have a good night.